and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. More than 20 people have been wounded, including multiple children, in a shooting as the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally wrapped up. KCTV reporter Neil Jones with more.
The victory celebration turned violent. Gunfire. Screams. As a horrifying reality set fans, including families, running for their lives.
We have multiple victims over here.
I hear down, down, down. Everybody down.
800 law enforcement officers were on site, many running toward the gunfire.
Rideshare drivers across the nation chose not to drive today. CBS's Nora O'Donnell explains why.
Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers staged a one-day strike today, rallying at airports across the country. The drivers are pushing for better pay and safer working conditions. How much Uber and Lyft drivers make varies drastically depending on local rates and rider demand.
CBS News has learned the U.S. has informed Congress of new intelligence about Russian plans to put a nuclear-capable weapon in space that could threaten U.S. satellites. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
CBS News has learned that what's described as a serious national security threat is related to the launch of a Russian rocket last week carrying a top-secret military payload that is now in orbit. The U.S. has been tracking Russian attempts to develop a nuclear-capable weapon that could take down U.S. satellites, knocking out the ability to communicate. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan provided no detail, but didn't deny a threat exists.
There are mass evacuations underway overseas as a raid is expected by Israeli troops at a hospital in southern Gaza where the military says Hamas is operating. CBS's Holly Williams has more.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with an offensive in Rafah, where around 1.5 million people are now living, nearly all of them displaced, many in makeshift camps. The U.S. has warned against the offensive without a credible plan for protecting civilians.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has urged the U.S. Supreme Court to let former President Trump's 2020 election interference case proceed to trial without further delay. Prosecutors were responding to a Trump team request from earlier in the week, asking for a continued pause in the case as the court considers whether to take up the question of whether the former president is immune from prosecution for official acts in the White House. At St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, Pope Francis has led a traditional Ash Wednesday Mass to open the season of Lent, a 40-day period of penance that leads to Easter. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's a third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an eight-point game with X number of minutes to go, and you know, I thought they hit some tough shots too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tonight for areas of snow and 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, some mixed rain early, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezy, highs in the low 30s. Upper 20s again on Friday and partly sunny, 30s for the weekend. It's 39 right now.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live statewide from City Deck Landing in Green Bay at WGBW. Great to have you with me on this Valentine's Day. You're all my Valentines tonight. Aunt Carla is weighing in. Our question, you can still get in on this if you want. Who is your celebrity Valentine? And Aunt Carla from Baraboo says Jake Ryan from 16 Candles. And that's interesting because Jake Ryan, just really handsome actor, he kind of went away after 16 Candles. And Matt Dillon's career, incidentally, was on the rise. They kind of look alike. And I wonder if he was a victim because Matt Dillon had this great career. I don't know. But the guy, I think he was selling cars or something. I watched one of those Where Are They Now things. Yeah, or something. Or he just got this kind of, the business left a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he just bailed. And that happens sometimes. But he's still kind of an icon because that movie is so popular. So Aunt Carla, Conrad, don't tell Uncle Carla, but Aunt Carla has a big crush on Jake Ryan. And she might be able to get him now. He's just a regular dude. I'm just saying, go in and price a new Subaru, and he might be your guy that's trying to sell to you. This is National Organ Donor Day, too, people.
Really?
Yeah. You ever donate an organ?
No, I have not, but I did go to get tested to do that, but I didn't have the right blood match.
Oh, really? Okay. I've donated several organs in my life.
Seriously?
Yeah. Mostly pipe organs. I like to keep the smaller ones. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
And it's Pete.
It is National Organ Donor Day. Doug Heim is with me here. He is the author of My Reality TV Show. There's another part of the title that escapes. My Reality TV Show, Doug Heim's Amazing, Crazy, Unbelievable True Life Stories. You've definitely got some cool ones. You are kind of at a Green Bay institution here with just some of the stuff you've been telling me that you've done. You grew up 8 blocks from Lambeau Field, but it sounds like you weren't a Packer fan. Have you come around on that?
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a football fan.
Okay.
I'm a Packer fan.
Okay.
I've always been a Packer fan.
Right.
But football, early on, when I was like 10 years old, I was very limited on my knowledge of football. I knew what a quarterback was. I knew what the end zone was, the line of scrimmage, the obvious. That was, I didn't understand why. Well, there's a third down, first down. What's going on?
That's how I am when I listen to announcers on TV. I love to watch pro football. But when they start talking about A gaps and B caps and bumps and tugs and runs, I'm just like lost. And I just sit there and smile like an idiot and go, I really don't care. That was a nice pass, you know. But so we were talking about this dance floor you created, the lighted dance floor, and I find that fascinating. And you say they're still selling today.
Well, where we left off, I told you that China was selling these floors for $50,000 for a dance floor. People were renting lighted dance floors at the tune of $10,000 an evening just to have it for an event. And I said, wait a minute, I got to check into this. So I did, and come to find out these lighted dance floors from China are all very high-tech, complicated. They're problem-prone. They're thick, meaning some of the dance floors were anywhere from 4 to 12 inches thick or high to step onto. And I thought, well, I think I can come up with something better than that. So I went to the drawing board, and I built a dance floor system. But I have to tell you, it wasn't the answer. I built a floor system. It was 4 inches thick. The panels were 3 feet by 3 feet. And I had problems with electrical connections between the floor panels and so forth. And I rented the floor out for a while. But I went back to the drawing board, and I came up with a whole different design and got that patented. The floor is less than an inch and a half thick, all LED lighting. It's a DMX light fixture.
Now you're talking like techno stuff that probably...
Yeah.
Sounds really cool to me.
Well, here's the untechnical stuff.
All right.
We built these things in my garage, and we hand... The first batch of dance floors were all made by hand, router by hand, mass-produced all these parts. But after a time, I built some machines that would mass-produce the parts and pieces so we could assemble floors much more quickly. And now to just zoom through time, my floors now are all being manufactured in Michigan by the Amish.
It's so cool that you can say my floors. All right, so Doug, what we do on this show typically, we talk about show business. We talk about movies and TV and music and theater and all kinds of stuff. So I want to know, when you're done with all of your inventing and book writing and all that stuff, what do you watch on TV? What's Doug Heim watching on TV?
Oh, I watch whatever my wife wants to watch. I watch Say Yes to the Dress. I watch my 600-pound sister.
Somebody else just was telling me about that show. It sounds so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Is it two sisters that are both like 600 pounds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you'd need a much more reinforced dance floor for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Is that a bad joke? Are they not? No, I hear it's a tragic story. Like, and that's unbelievable, but it's supposed to be really inspiring, too.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
You know.
So what else?
What else? What?
What do you watch? What do you binge watch?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
When my wife falls asleep, I'll watch old reruns of The Twilight Zone, things of that sort.
Are you allowed to do things without your wife's permission? I'm just curious.
Absolutely.
As long as you clear it with her first.
She's listening right now, you know.
Hello, Doug's wife. What's your wife's name?
Char.
Char. Nice to meet you, Char. Char, I think you need to text in and say something about Doug's appearance or what you're watching or who your celebrity Valentine is. I know you love Duggers, but everyone has a celebrity crush. It's okay. And have you seen any of the Oscar movies, Doug?
No, I can't say I have. And there's one I want to see is Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Really good.
Yeah.
Have
you seen it?
I have. I think I've got two left to see before the Oscars. So I just saw American Fiction last week. It was really good. I did see Oppenheimer and Barbie last summer. Enjoyed both of them. You know what I've been into lately, Doug, is the Fargo series. There's 5 seasons of them on Netflix. The Coen brothers are the executive producers. They are all so well done. And they're very Midwest, as you probably know. But
I love the movie.
Movie was good.
But I'm not familiar with the series.
The series is excellent. It's a new cast every year and a new kind of caper. I love the movie. I think I love the TV series better. And that's saying something because the movie was Oscar nominated.
Interesting.
But So in a few minutes, folks, you're not going to want to miss this. I've got an old interview I'm going to air that I did with Taylor Swift back in 2010 when she was filming the movie Valentine's Day. I'm going to play that for you guys. She's such a great kid. And then later in the hour, Jorge Reyna will be here. He is the host of Mad Unity, a great music show here on Civic Media that follows my show directly if you're in the Madison area. Okay, so you haven't seen too many of the movies, it sounds like, but do you like... we're going to give you the quiz, weren't we? Conrad.
Yes.
Take a memo. You got to remind me of this stuff, buddy. Doug's ready to quiz.
Conrad.
I was taking a powder. I'm sorry.
You took a powder. I tell you, this kid these days.
No need to apologize.
No, he can apologize. That's fine. So, Doug, this is a quiz Conrad and I like to give people. It's called How Wisconsin Are You?
Yes.
Okay. And who's our champ, Conrad? Do you know? Is it Rachel?
If it's...
Or Aunt Carla?
It's... Well, if we're talking about guests, I think it was Rachel. But if we're talking listeners and everyone, it is my Aunt Carla.
Okay. Fair enough.
She got every single one.
She deserves it. She's a big supporter of the show. Papa Rico on the text line said he loved her in Far and Away. And I think he means... I don't know. Oh, Nicole Kidman was in Far and Away, I believe. Okay. Thank you, Papa Rico. Always nice to have some details. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here on Nightlight, Doug Heim is in the studio with us. We're talking about his book, My Reality TV Show, The Amazing, Crazy, Unbelievable True Life Stories. And Doug is kind of a Green Bay institution. He's been involved in media his whole life. Check out the book. You can find it on Amazon or anywhere you can buy books online. And now this Green Bay native is going to take our How Wisconsin Are You quiz.
Oh, boy.
So the pressure's on. You thought Jeopardy was hard? Saddle up, buddy. Here we go. All right. Have you ever been to a fish fry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Visited Lambeau Field?
Yes. Yes.
Eaten a Culver's Butterburger?
Culver. Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay. Batting 1,000 so far. Pumped gas at Quick Trip?
Yes.
Okay. You're on a roll, buddy. Boiled brats and beer?
Oh, with onions, yes.
Well, okay, nice. 5 for 5. Hunted deer?
No.
Okay. Owned a snowblower?
Yes.
Okay. Drank a spotted cow?
Oh, yes.
That's an enthusiastic yes from Doug. Eaten squeaky cheese curds.
Well, you mentioned beer. I always get excited.
You were nodding off until I mentioned the beer.
And yes, to cheese curds. Are you kidding me?
To cheese curds. Went on vacation, quote, up north, end quote.
Up north.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Saw a concert at Summerfest.
Hey, yeah.
Saw a concert at Summerfest.
No.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Doug. My wife and I, we saw the Beach Boys.
You saw the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
So, yes.
Okay. That'd be a great concert to see at Summerfest. Tailgated at Miller Park.
Miller Park?
Or County Stadium. We'll accept that. Can we accept that, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Conrad.
Hated potholes with a passion.
No, I avoid them, so I don't hate them.
I mean, who loves potholes, right? All right. Watched Making a Murderer.
Oh, yes, I did. All 10. Yeah. I actually was glued to that thing after watching the first episode.
Yeah.
I had to see the rest. So,
to make it a musical. Eaten cherries in Door County.
Say again? I'm sorry?
Eaten cherries in Door County.
I have eaten cherries in Door County.
That a fella. Ridden on a Harley.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
But ridden. I wasn't the driver.
That's okay. That's okay. All right. Let's get through as many of these as we can. We're running out of time here. Been to the State Fair.
Yes.
Okay. Hated driving in Illinois. Let's just say yes.
Oh, Illinois. Hate Illinois driving in Illinois. even the roads are crummy.
Worn a Packers jersey to church.
No, I can't say I've ever done that. Because you got to go to a church, right?
Yeah. I'm going to stop this right here because it's an excuse to have you back and we're running out of time. Thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. I appreciate it. Great to have you. Pick up Doug's book. I'll plug it again. Coming up next. But coming up next, Taylor Swift. My old interview with her. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the doll of Mrs. Princess who. Often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to Nightlight. A very special Nightlight, a Valentine's Day. Very special Valentine's Day episode of Nightlight, where you can tell us who your celebrity Valentine is. It's not too late to get in on this. We've had some great answers. I'm leaning towards Scarlett Johansson, Conrad. I don't know about you.
Becky Lynch.
Becky, I don't know her work. I have to be honest.
Yeah, she's a WWE superstar.
Superstar. I would say. That scares me. That's too intimidating. I like low expectations. Then I can knock their socks off. That's a good one, though. I like offbeat. That's cool. Like, I like that you said Kate McKinnon. Is it Becky Lynch?
Yeah, Becky Lynch.
Mine would be probably, so far out of what we've heard, Scarlett Johansson. I also like Jacqueline Bisset. She was a actress when I was younger, and she was in a movie called The Deep, and she was excellent, and she's kind of a classic beauty. That would maybe be my celebrity crush, only because my wife is not famous.
So you're not going Taylor Swift?
You know what? I thought about, it's a three-way tie. It's Taylor Swift, just because of the interview we're going to play shortly, Taylor Swift and Scarlett Johansson and Jacqueline Bisset.
Well, Travis Kelce's not going to be happy with you.
You know what? Let me tell you about Travis Kelce. I'm very close to taking that guy down. And.